from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
It must be Friday. What's crackalacking with you today? Happy Friday to you and the rest of the world. So, you get yourself ready for the weekend? Or maybe you work at the weekend? I've been in both positions, so I know what it's like. But you know, if it's something you're not quite happy with, do you want to change that? Anyway, I must apologise for my lack of manners. This is the third podcast of the week. You know, that hasn't been a 1 minute motivator. And I haven't introduced myself. Well, hopefully you know who I am because you've listened before, and I thank you for that. But anyways, my name is Chris Jags. Host, presenter, producer, person who records this, and creator of the Learn, Develop, Live method, helping you identify your pain, working you to develop a habit, and then living out that habit and living your life to a higher level. I mean, who doesn't want that? Do you want that? And since it's Friday, I want to hype up a bit with a great motivational moment from the legend that is Jim Rohn. This is a great talk about with a mindset, you know, it's just enough is enough. Jim, the podcaster, is yours.
Sometimes you might need a pick-me-up, a push in the right direction, some words that put you back on track.
This is the motivational moment.
Let me give you the day that turns your life around, as quickly as I can. I got four parts to the day that turns your life around, and then we're finished for the day. Number one, disgust. Disgust. Disgust is a negative emotion, but it can have a very positive, powerful effect. Disgust says, I've had it. What an important day that could be. I've had it. I met a beautiful, powerful, accomplished executive lady in New York. The company invited me to come in. This lady was a vice president, extraordinary lady. I got to know her and I found out her story. I said, how did you get here? Big income. And she never went to college, never went to university. I said, how did you get here? Executive, powerful, income. She said, well, let me tell you part of the scenario. She said, when I was a young mother a few years ago, she said, one day I asked my husband for $10. And he said, what for? She said, before that day was over, I decided I would never, ever ask again. She said, I started studying opportunity, found it, took the classes, put myself through the schools, did the scenario. Now I'm vice president. I make a lot of money. And she said, I kept my promise. I've never, ever had to ask again. It's called a life-changing day. The day you say, enough is enough. Now, if you can add an act to your disgust, it helps. A man takes a shotgun to his car, blows out every window, destroys every tire, puts 100 rounds in it, and says, I've driven this embarrassing thing for the last time. And then he saves it. He saves it. And later when somebody says, how did you become rich and powerful? He says, let me show you this car. One day I'd had it up to here, I blew it to smithereens. Enough is enough. Powerful. Here's the last three. Next is decision. Decision making is a life-changing day. If you went home today and in the next few days cleaned up a list of decisions, it could furnish enough inspiration for the next 5 years, 10 years. What an inspiring day, the day you can bring yourself to decide. And here's the third one, desire, wanting too bad enough. Who knows the mystery of that? We don't know. But here's something I do know. Sometimes desire waits for a trigger, waits for something to happen. Who knows what the happening may be? A song, the lyrics, a movie, the dialogue, a seminar, a sermon, a book, an experience, confrontation with an enemy, a conversation with a friend who finally levels with you. Whatever the experience it is, it's so valuable. And here's my best advice. Welcome all experiences. You never know which one is going to turn everything on. Don't put up the walls. The same wall that keeps out disappointment keeps out happiness. Take down the walls. Go for the experience. Let it teach you. And here's the last one. Resolve. Resolve says, I will. Two of the most powerful words in the language. Benjamin Disraeli said, nothing can resist a human will that will stake its existence on its purpose. Shortly put, I'll do it or die. Best definition of resolve I got from a little junior high girl, Foster City, California. I'm going through some words one day. I got to this one and I asked the kids, who can tell me what resolve means? Some didn't know, some tried. Interesting. The last one was the best. Little girl about 3 rows back, she said, I think I know, Mr. Owen. I said, what? She said, I think resolve means promising yourself you will never give up. I said, that's the best I've ever heard. She's probably giving seminars somewhere today, right? I mean, that's the best I've heard. I asked the kids, how long should a baby try to learn how to walk? How long would you give your average baby? Before you say, hey, enough's enough. No. Any mother in the world would say, you're crazy. My baby is going to keep trying what? Until. What a magic word. I want you to write it down. Until. Promise yourself you'll read the books until your skills change. You'll go to seminars until you get a handle on it. You'll listen to it until it makes sense. You'll go for it until you understand it. You'll practice it until you develop the skill. Never give up until, however long that is. Step by step, piece by piece, book by book, word by word, apple by apple. Walk around the block, walk around the block. Go for it. Don't miss the chance to grow and resolve that you'll pay the price until you learn, change, grow, become. Then you'll discover some of life's best treasures when you pay that price.
The Learn, Develop, Live podcast, bringing you all the motivational unicorns and inspirational rainbows you can need.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live Thought of the Day.
If you can't convince them, confuse them.
For more information and inspiration, head over to LearnDevelopLive.com.
Alright, that was the legendary Jim Rohn. You can find more of Jim's inspirational incredibleness at JimRohn.com. And you can find that clip again on YouTube if you search for The Day That Turned My Life Around. Or just listen to the podcast again. No pressure on all that. If you'd like some more of the LDL action in your life, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. I mean, currently I do have a ban from Instagram. No idea why. It's been every day this week. That tell us now option is clearly a mistake. It doesn't really work. But hey ho, come on over anyway. Look for Learn, Develop, Live and you'll find me over there. And don't forget the calendar. LDLcall.com. Book your free 30-minute slot or send me a text message on 07801-543-515. And let's get on the call. Whatever your issue is, I can help you. The big question, when are you going to help yourself? I will be back tomorrow for some weekend motivation. Until then, peace out.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do.
You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com
or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation.
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 Motivation.